And good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to, well, depends on the moment, sunshine or drizzle or rain or whatever. Here it comes. And you know what? We can't do anything about it. But it does affect what I want to talk about today, and that is the Master Gardeners, the Cass County Master Gardeners plant sale. That is happening on May 14th, this coming Saturday, at the Cass County Community Center, which is where we usually have it. And we've been doing this for quite a few years. And, you know, the good thing about it is that all the plants that are there are grown by the Master Gardeners. So usually we can tell you something about them. But you know that they come out of gardens that are used to the strange Iowa weather and even sometimes the same type of soils you might have. So there's lots of similarities between what the Master Gardeners are growing, what you might want to grow. Now that opens at 8 a.m. and lasts until the plants are gone. I'm telling you, you don't want to show up at 11 o'clock because there'll probably be not a plant and maybe not even a person left. Other than we will be working in Saren's garden, the garden there at the community center, after the plant sale. But, you know, between 8 and 9, you should be able to have a good selection of plants. And this year, it is by free will donation. So that's something new. Come and check out the plants. And now, something else that's different this year is that usually we have this plant sale on the first Saturday. Would have been a week ago. Because so often it's been rainy and cold and we've had a problem getting our plants out of the gardens and so on. Well, not this year. We could have done it 2 weeks ago and still had plenty of good-sized plants. So the plants will have good growth on them and ready to put in your spot. And the advantage of that, I think, is somewhat is that you can get a better idea of the size and what the leaves look like rather than having a really small plant. But I think on the negative side, sometimes it's a little harder on the plant when it's dug up at a stage that's a little later in its development. But whatever, there will be lots of different kinds of plants there. In addition, if you are a tomato lover, Kathy Booth will have some fresh started tomato plants that she has started related to the community feeding program, the community food insecurity, that whole thing. You want to stop by and visit with Kathy to find out what that project is all about. The Master Gardeners are working at the Armstrong Farm as well as at Saren's Garden to plant and harvest food that can go to folks who might not have enough food. So that's a pretty big project, and Kathy can give you a lot more details and tell you much better about it than I can. So this is all happening this Saturday, May 14th, starting at 8 a.m. at the Cass County Community Center. If you have any questions about that, you could give me a call here at KJN, or you could give Kate Olson a call at the Cass County Community Center. That's the ISU Extension. It's 243-1132. Or if you're down around the Messina-Cumberland area, you might try and give Judy Kennedy a call. If you're over toward Griswold, you might try and give Pam Scholes a call. Any of the Master Gardeners can visit with you about them, but those are a couple that would have especially information. Judy is heading up the plant sale this year. Pam did that past year, several years, and we're all out there working to get plants ready for you for this plant sale. It's kind of interesting, I think. Most of them will be perennials because sometimes people think, well, just plant perennials. They're no problem. They're no, you know, once you plant a perennial, you just kind of pull the weeds and take care of where that plant is. But it seems like sometimes that perennials even move, and certainly perennials grow and multiply. So even perennials need some care. But on the positive side is when they grow and I'm going to say spread, multiply, whatever, that means that we get to share them with other folks. So I know there will be quite a few lilies, there will be irises, there will be some plants perhaps you've never even heard of. and it's a fun time to find out what other folks are doing. If you like to garden, this is a fun time to come and talk to some master gardeners and other people who are there to find out what they're growing. It's a chance perhaps to plant something that you have not planted in the past because somebody else has had experience with it. So it's kind of a fun time. And if you're a brand new gardener, you know, don't be afraid to come out and again, visit with the master gardener saying, you know, where should I start? I have this shady spot. I have this sunny spot. I have this dry spot. And you could get some advice from experience as well as knowledge. A master gardener's, that whole program is a part of Iowa State University, as it is with universities across the United States. It is a national program, and thousands of volunteers provide hundreds of thousands of hours of assistance in their communities. So Master Gardeners, the purpose of Master Gardeners is to extend horticulture information from Iowa State University, in this case, to folks around the area. If you would like to be a master gardener, to be more knowledgeable as well as to give back to your community, well, there's a new class starting this coming September, and you can get more information or sign up with Kate Olson at Iowa State University Extension at the Cass County Community Center. And it is quite a course. I mean, this is like getting a college course in horticulture, but you can get it right here at home, and you will have specialists from Iowa State as a part of the teaching staff, and you get to visit Iowa State for one part of it. So if you're interested at all in any kind of gardening, not just flowers, but also vegetables, lawns, shrubs, the whole area of horticulture, being a master gardener is one way to become more knowledgeable, find contacts for future questions, form some good friendships, and just, you know, expand that knowledge and your love for horticulture. The Cass County Master Gardeners meet monthly to provide programs, can provide continuing education, and have a number of projects that they carry out. Coming up in June will be the next project that's open to the public, and that will be the annual bus trip. So we'll be having more information about that coming up soon. And then, of course, coming up later, we could go back, in March, April usually is the garden seminar, which is sponsored by the Master Gardeners, and then the plant sale, then the bus trip, and ongoing work in the community. So it's fun, it's work, but it's if you love it, it isn't so much work. And the volunteer hours that are required every year, continuing education and volunteer hours are required. Those volunteer hours can be given to a neighbor, to your church, to a youth group, to the projects that the local group has. They can be given in many different ways. You can do it by giving programs. You can do it by just giving advice over the back fence. You can do it by perhaps even working in perhaps an elderly neighbor's garden that needs some help. That could be a part of your volunteer hours also. And in the process, you're always learning and always sharing. So it is an extraordinary group that gets together for the Master Gardener program. Again, if you are interested in thinking about it, need more information, I would contact Kate Olson at the Cass County Community Center, and that number is 243-1132. A couple of other things related to Master Gardeners is that the projects, the local projects, there, as I mentioned, there are several local projects. One is the garden at the community center, which is called Sarin's Garden. Another is David's Corner, which is kitty corner from the library in memory of David Williams. So those are two garden plots that are always being tended by the Cass County Master Gardeners, and they also do a lot of work around the fairgrounds. So good group, working, having fun, learning. It's just a good group. So if you have any questions, again, call Kate Olson or give me a call. I'd be glad to visit with you. And until next time, here's the thought. gardening is cheaper than therapy, and you get tomatoes.